Today on Experts, Mike Elliott from the SAIF Corporation, that's SAIF.com. How are you, Mike?
Frank, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not bad, you know, for this being wintertime. And we haven't had too much extreme weather yet, but you can't count it out either.
Absolutely not. We still have a few months left and we can get some good stuff going on, that's for sure.
All right, so what kind of tips do you have for us when we do get hit by the snow and it might take us by surprise?
It absolutely does at times, but here's some things I'm going to give you. I call it 10 tips, but there's actually a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you some of these. One is to check your tires, especially during this inclement weather time that we have. Make sure that they have plenty of tread. You know, a trick that I use is taking a penny and I turn it upside down so I can see Lincoln's head and it's facing me, and I'll put that down in the tread. Now, the trick is if you can see all of Lincoln's head, that means your tires are less than 2/32 of an inch of tire remaining on there, some tread. So you need to get those tires, replace them, and put on something a little bit different. So if you can see Lincoln's head, get some new tires. Also, if you're going to be out in this inclement weather, you know, talking about tires, you need to make sure you have the proper chains if you don't have those studded tires or what have you. And you need to practice putting on those chains beforehand. There's nothing worse than trying to put them on for the first time in the dark in a snow event. I've been there. I don't like it. Also, use gloves and a kneeling pad. It'll help make that event a little bit more pleasant for you. Also, you need to have a flashlight with batteries that work. And you need to check those because you know how that is, too.
Sure. It sits in your car for a couple of years and, oh, wait a second. The batteries are dead?
Yeah. Or it just gives you enough bright light and then it dies on you. I hate that part. Also is to have an emergency kit in your vehicle at all times. Now, you can vary it depending on what the season is, but we recommend during winter time that you have blankets or a sleeping bag, flashlight with extra batteries, first aid kit, jumper cables or some way to jumpstart your car, water and energy bars or some type of food, games, and if you have kids, I'd recommend earplugs. And if you have kids, you know why the earplugs come in handy. Also, you need to replace those worn wiper blades. You need to check those periodically. And, you know, it's interesting. The majority of the weather events that we have are caused by rain, and people don't know that. They're more worried about snow and ice.
Sure, sure.
But if you can't see the road, you can't drive on the road. So yeah. Get those things replaced and check them about every 6 months. Also, you need to test your car's battery. AAA recommends that you inspect your battery at every oil change and testing it annually after it's 3 years of age. And what gets those batteries is time. The older they get, the more drawn down they get. Also, extreme temperatures.
Which we used to get here. We used to have hot, hot summers and cold, cold winters. And Uncle Don always said, your battery ain't going to last more than 2 years, so you might as well plan on replacing it. It's moderated a bit, but still, check it.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, nothing worse than getting stuck out in the cold with a dead battery. Also, a really simple thing you can do is check the weather conditions. We've got some great resources at our hands. We can do Trip Check as a favorite one of mine. You know, you monitor for those safety advisories. And when in doubt, here's a tough thing, just stay home. Avoid the weather.
You can have bare pavement and sunshine at home. And by the time you get up to the pass, it's traction tires or chains required.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So another thing is to know your safety features on your car, such as anti-lock brakes or electronic stability control, and maybe practice a skid event in a parking lot, you know, or something like that where you can go have some fun with your car, but understand how those things work on your car. And then here's one that you don't think of, but don't drive or walk through floodwaters. 12 inches of moving water can sweep your vehicle away, and 6 inches can knock you off your feet. A good thing to remember is turn around, don't drown. You can have that tattooed on you or something like that. It would be really great. Another thing is just take your time. You know, don't crowd the car in front of you. Allow plenty of time for stopping. A good rule of thumb is to add 1 second for each additional hazard, such as heavy rain, ice or snow, low visibility, or slow-moving vehicles. Now, here's the tough one that I struggle with at times. When in doubt, just pull over. If the road conditions are that bad, pull off to the off the road. Don't pull off on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Pull as far away as you can. Put on your four-way hazards and just wait it out a little bit. Pull out the game or your safety kit or whatever you have. Turn on your hazards and just wait. Now, for additional information that covers all kinds of different seasonalities and all that stuff, I'm going to refer you to where I always refer you, www.safe.com.
All right, you'll find there more than 10 tips for driving in extreme weather. Mike, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Frank.
Mike Elliott at Safe Corporation. That's SAIF.com here on FM News 100, 1110 KBND.